This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. How you doing, Spadone?
I'm doing great. I actually had a great night's sleep last night.
There you go.
Which is, for this job, as you know, yeah, it's very difficult to do. I went to sleep like at 8:30 and slept like a baby.
Well, what is difficult is when you're pinched.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Kitten for a day or 2 days like I am today.
Yeah.
You don't have the benefit of being tired from the early wake-up call the day before. So you try to go to bed at like 9 and you're like, well, I'm not tired yet.
Right.
But I fell asleep kind of early. Went to bed, I think, like 10, 10:30. So I got a decent amount of sleep.
You got to go work out, man. Your boy, your roommate's with Evan Giddings, right? Uh-huh. Mr. Workout Master. Come on, you guys got to go hit the gym. Go put it in the bed now.
I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Okay, that's fine. No. Well, there is a thing with this shift, like, and Sam can attest to this. You got to be careful with the naps when you get home, because if it bleeds into 1 hour or like 2 hours, then you're going to be lethargic. Then your sleep's going to be all messed up. Got to do 20, 30 minutes, all right? Then you get a workout, then you get some lunch, and then you got to do what you got to do. But we got Mark Grandy in here today and cannot wait to break down this series against the Houston Rockets. And there is so much baked into it. But before we even get to there, I do want to pick your brain, Mark, because you've been covering this team all season long. You and Evan doing a hell of a job with Warriors pre- and post-game live. Obviously, you fill in with Warriors this week with Dan Devone. You've known this team throughout this entire season front to back. Are you at all surprised to find this Warriors team in this spot, given everything that took place, whether it's the last couple months, the start of the year, the Kyle Anderson saga, the Dennis Schroeder saga, the D'Anthony Melton saga, the Lindy Waters saga, if you can even call it that, right? All of that. And then you find yourself with Jimmy freaking Butler the last couple months. We didn't know how it was going to be. You saw what took place in Miami, him and Pat Riley going at it publicly. It was ugly. It was messy. And then he comes here. How's it going to work with Steph? How's it going to work with Draymond? Those two personalities. And man, for now anyways, and we'll wait for a couple years and maybe it blows up. But for now, I could not think of a more perfect fit. And even I, my wildest dreams, did not expect this team to be in a first round scenario against the Houston Rockets. Now, the destination ultimately is good. How we got here the last couple weeks has been a little hairy, but ultimately, if I were to tell you 2 months ago, Mark, that this team would be a playoff team and facing the Houston Rockets in round one, I think you'd take that.
Oh, absolutely you'd take that. If you told me before the Jimmy Butler trade happened or right after the Jimmy Butler trade went down, the Warriors would be hosting the Memphis Grizzlies in the 7-8 play-in game, and the winner gets the Houston Rockets and then maybe gets the Lakers in the second round and avoids OKC, I would absolutely jump at that the split second after you got done offering that to me. Like, this is legitimately the dream scenario for the Warriors, like realistic dream. Like, okay, maybe getting to the four and having a home court, like maybe you would think that would be better. But like realistic scenarios, I don't think it could have possibly played out better for the Warriors. Now, it is a little weird the way it happened, because you beat the Spurs at home. That Clippers game on Sunday doesn't even matter, and you're the sixth at the worst. And yeah, you probably would have not wanted to deal with the risk of the play-in. But now knowing what we know, I don't think the end of the season, just based on the matchups, could have really played out better for the Warriors. And they've played now 83 games, 82 regular season games, and the play-in game. It feels like we've lived through three different seasons already, Spadoni.
That's a good point.
The 12-3 beginning, when the Warriors could not do anything wrong. You mentioned the Lindy Waters saga. He was starting early in the season. I remember Tuesday, October 29th, the random game, second home game of the year versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Lindy Waters came off the bench that game and scored like 25 points, and all of Dub Nation was wondering, who the hell is this guy? And then Steve Kerr said after that, you know what, we're going to start him. And the Warriors rode that to a 12-3 beginning, and then all hell broke loose after that. They fall to 500 just 15 games later. They went 3-12 after going 12-3, and that downward spiral continued. Ultimately, they get Jimmy Butler. They rack up like an amazing amount of wins ever since he was acquired. They kind of trip up a little bit down the stretch, but we've lived through like legitimately three different seasons, and it feels like forever ago when this season began. The long and winding road, shout out to the Beatles, that got us to this spot, Spadoni. It was a crazy path to get here. I don't think there can be anyone in Dub Nation who's upset with where the destination ultimately ultimately became. Now we'll see how the postseason ends up going. But, I mean, considering everything that has happened, I don't know how you could have asked for much more than this.
What did Stephen Curry say a couple months ago? All he wants is some meaningful basketball.
He has it.
That's what he wants. And that's, he has a series at the very least, and I think it would be disappointing to be one and done. But also, there has to be some perspective on how this season has gone. And to start of the season, quite frankly, I think everyone wanted just to be a playoff team. Like, let's take a step back here and just realize where this team was at in the summertime. You whiffed on Lauri Markkanen, you whiffed on Paul George. And how serious were those talks? Like, who do you believe? Who do you not believe? Let's just say they wanted to get a big boy.
Thank God they missed on Paul George.
Right? In hindsight, yes, absolutely.
And maybe Markkanen too. Who knows?
Right? And then there was the Klay Thompson stuff, right? And Klay Thompson, by the way, going off yesterday as the Mavs blow out.
Way to go, Klay. Kings.
And that had to feel good for him. Yeah, we will. You know, good job, Klay. Because this time
House
last
horrors,
year.
Golden 1 Center.
Well, a year ago yesterday, he was 0-for. That was his last game as a Golden State Warrior.
Remember
a year
him staring
ago.
Up into yep. the stands after yep. the game?
Yep. That was, it was light the beam chance, all that. They were chanting that halfway through the fourth quarter when they knew that game was over.
Happy for Klay.
Yeah, absolutely. And can they take care of business against a, you know, slightly hampered Memphis Grizzlies team now with John Morant? We'll see how his ankle's dealing with it. And that would be an interesting matchup if the Mavericks do end up winning that game. Like, I know the Oklahoma City, they'll beat the Mavericks, but Anthony Davis, he'll take a pound of flesh out of you if he has a game or two. Well, absolutely.
That will be interesting because the Mavs have OKC's number, but it was really the Luka Doncic version of the Mavs.
Exactly, last year.
They upset them in the playoffs last year, and I think they had beaten them a couple of times earlier this year. I think the only teams in the West, maybe with multiple wins over OKC, the Warriors and the Mavs, I think, this year. But
totally.
An entirely different Mavs.
Absolutely. And we'll get into some of these Western Conference matchups. Obviously, it's not set in stone yet. But just kind of doing a little hierarchy of how maybe Grandy and I kind of rank these teams out West and where you'd have the Golden State Warriors amongst the best. By the way, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And always coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. That was a lot. And I'm going to give you some more, by the way, because not only can you participate in the show at 888-957-9570 via call, but also you can text us now on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Hey.
Again, same number to call or text, 888-957-9570.
How about that? Shout out Boxer and Gerson.
Dude, I love Boxer and Gerson. Are you kidding me? The injury report? It's my favorite. That's where Sam shines brightest. When he has these scripts for the injury report, he tries to trip me up sometimes with some little jokes in there. You're not going to get me this time, Sam. All right? By the way, it's three Italians and Lubman today.
Oh, just wait till you see that one.
Thank you. Three Italians.
Not a lot of injuries
Risotto,
to be worried about
Brandy,
right now, though.
Spidone. No, actually not.
He's an Italian.
Well, is it Oakland Roots on there today? No? Any of the Oakland Roots? We got a win. Big win last week over FC Tulsa, all right? They'll be scoffing at it, Mark
Oakland
Grandy.
Roots player number 4 is on the injury report.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. That could be devastating for the season. By the way, guest promotion today, as you're doing a hell of a job with the rundown, Dave Fleming going to be joining us at 8:30. Voice of the San Francisco Giants and our Giants insider, 8:30. Courtesy of the River Islands guest line, David B. Fleming. Obviously,
another big win for the Giants in Philly yesterday.
11-4, baby. Oh. Jung-Hoo Lee. Mm-hmm. Where's my, come on. I got a song here somewhere. I got it right here. Let's just, we can play it. Why not? Just play it. No one loves the song more than Mark Grandy and Sam Lubman, by the way. You can fade it out. It's fine. That's enough. That's enough. We're good. But 11-4. Over the Phillies, and they're going to look to take that series today. It was a 4-series set there. So Robbie Ray, a little shaky early, but Lou Trevino, little A's legend Lou Trevino, I should say. 2 innings, he gets the win, 1 hit, 2 Ks, and his stuff was looking good. Aaron Nola, by the way, yikes. 0-4 to start the year. He looks awful.
You run into that Giants lineup, the buzzsaw.
Oh, he's been well.
He was Aaron Nola yesterday.
Yeah, no, he's looked awful all season long. But you know what? Farhan Moll, he is cooked. Well, actually, he's not because he's with the Dodgers now, and they're looking pretty good still. But you know what? We're not going to talk about them. We'll talk with Dave Fleming. Obviously, coming off the Masters too, and I want to ask him about Rory McIlroy and being a part of that and calling that comeback for him. And Rory obviously completing the career slam in majors. But it's all going to be about y'all's and your calls today in regards to the Warriors and Rockets and how did we get here. And I agree with you. Like, if you were to tell me that you would be the 7th seed taking on the number 2 seed Houston Rockets, I would absolutely take that. Even a couple weeks ago where you had flirtations with maybe the four seed and having home court, and it might sound insane, but I'd rather lose out on the home court given the matchup against the Rockets than get home court and potentially play, I don't know, a Lakers or a Clippers. Like, does that sound insane?
No, I don't think so. Generally, home court for the Warriors hasn't meant a ton in the playoffs. Like, generally, they're good at home, but they also always win a road game in a playoff series.
Like, certain teams, I don't think home court matters too. Like, for the Oklahoma City Thunder, I do think it matters. I do think having home court, that young team, Shea Gilgeous, Chet Holmgren, those guys, like Jalen Williams, all of them, I think that matters for them. And that is a significant home court in OKC. We've seen how that place is shaking during high playoff games, right? Going back to the Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook days. It gets
hated
nuts.
Hated playing
them. Hated playing them, but it felt so good to silence them, right? The cupcake game, all of that, right? Game six, Clay, all of that. Then game, yeah, obviously going back to game seven, all of that, going back here. It was great. But I think it matters to them. I don't think it matters for, let's say, the Clippers, right? They don't have a home court, like into a dome. Like, come on. Like, does it matter for Kawhi Leonard and James Harden?
But the wall, Spadone. The wall.
Stop. The most fabricated thing I've ever seen in my life. And credit to Steve Ballmer.
Don't tell Steve Ballmer that.
Well, the toilets he loves there, too. How many toilets do they have? Like, thousands and thousands of them. I heard it's fun there, the Intuit Dome. I heard it's good vibes, but again, I've never actually met a Clippers fan either, so those are all away team fans.
If your iPhone is too old, you can't get in because there's no physical. You just have to use an app to get your tickets.
Oh my god!
And like Lucas Alexander, director of sports, I love him. And I was on his boat until a couple of weeks ago when I finally upgraded and got a new phone. I hadn't gotten a new phone in forever, and if I was trying to go to a Clippers game, the app was not compatible on my old iPhone.
Oh my god!
So if you don't have a new enough iPhone, you can't get into the Intuit Dome.
It's actually kind of crazy,
isn't it?
Oh, I hate it.
Remember back when you just would print your tickets out? Like, no one does that anymore.
You got to keep them as keepsakes?
Yeah. You got to print the tickets out. But that's actually interesting. I did not know that. And maybe we'll see. Maybe the Warriors and Clippers.
Technology, man.
We'll face each other. Yeah, technology and stuff, right? Who was that? Rob Ford? the guy that looked like Rob Ford anyways. 888-957-9570. But yeah, I don't think home court matters to a team like the Warriors, to a team like the Lakers, quite frankly, with LeBron James and Luka Doncic. Like, I don't think it matters to them that they got home court and they're going to be facing the Timberwolves. That's going to be a very interesting series as far as I'm concerned, because if the Warriors do get past, again, we're not sleeping on the Rockets, because I do think the Rockets showed everyone, Dub Nation, a couple Sundays ago, that this team could be a matchup problem potentially in this first round. But like, that's another series I'm looking at potentially. You got Anthony Edwards. If Julius Randle is going to step up like he has the last couple games, maybe that changes the series. But the Lakers, it doesn't matter for home court as far as I'm concerned going forward. The Warriors definitely doesn't, and the Clippers. I'm looking at those three marked. Yeah, you'd like to have it, but if I'm going to Houston, and I think the Warriors might be favorites in some book. I looked
they're
at DraftKings.
They're heavy favorites, I think.
Well, the first game. I'm looking at the first game.
First game,
I think they're like 1-point favorites. But series
was like minus 200.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Does that surprise you at all?
That surprised me it's that big. I think.
Are we sleeping on the Rockets?
The Rockets are a really good basketball team. And that's if the Warriors. I think what concerns me most about this Rockets series isn't necessarily the ability of the Warriors to get through them. It's that if they do get through them, it's going to be physical as hell, and it might be pretty damn draining. And when the Warriors get to their next series, whoever it's against, whether it is the Lakers or the T-Wolves, they might not have a ton left in the tank. Now, where the Warriors do have the benefit is you have 4 full days off. And I know a lot of us spent so much time worrying about the Sunday game versus the Clippers and win that, and you guarantee yourself a whole week off. They really only lost one day of rest by losing Sunday and winning Tuesday, because if you won Sunday, you'd begin your postseason on Saturday.
Correct.
Now you begin your postseason on Sunday. You played Tuesday after not playing Monday. So you really only lost one day of rest, and you get to do it against a team that you feel like you have a better chance against. The other thing is, after game one Sunday, you have 2 full days off before you play Wednesday. Mm-hmm. After game 2 Wednesday, you have Thursday, Friday off before you play Saturday. So the Warriors get the benefit there. Like, for example, the OKC series against whether it's going to be Memphis or Dallas, there's like, I think they're just Game, one day off. Game, one day off. Game, one day off. So Dallas or Memphis, they're screwed in that series. They don't have the extra time off. The NBA did the Warriors a major, major favor, and that's what happens when you got Steph Curry and you've won four championships in the last 11 years. Like you deserve that, and the Warriors did get it. But the way the schedule also played out, it really benefited the Warriors. I think the other thing that benefited the Warriors in the way that this bracket all played out is – one, you're in the other half of the OKC bracket, and when we get to ranking Western opponents, I'll just spoil my number one. It's OKC by a mile.
Really?
I'm huge believers in OKC.
We'll see.
But they're in the other half of the bracket. Yeah. And then the 4-5, Denver and the Clippers, those are also two teams that have really given the Warriors a ton of trouble.
Particularly the Clippers. They're hot.
Yeah, and the last time the Warriors played Denver, they obviously beat them. But remember the game before when Jokic didn't play and Murray didn't play and Denver still won that game. So you are also, not only in terms of time off and the way that the round one schedule broke, but also just who you are lined up to play, I think also benefits the Warriors. And looking ahead is so dangerous because you're right. We need to give the Rockets their respect. It's going to be an incredibly physical series. I'm just a little less concerned about Houston because when it gets tough in a postseason game and you're in the final 5 minutes and it's a clutch game, right? Mm. Who does Houston go to offensively? They don't have the go-to offensive player.
The villain, your boy, dude.
Hey, shout out Oregon Ducks, although he's not made a nice name for himself in the NBA.
Hit the over on the Oregon Duck reference.
You brought it up.
You brought it up that he's a duck. I just said Dylan the villain.
Lead a horse to water. But I think when it gets into those clutch time situations and you need a bucket or you need a stop, I think the Warriors have the advantage. Because in those moments, Spadone, when, you know, Warriors up by two, minute and a half to go, Rockets have the ball. Do you believe Şengün? Do you believe Jalen Green? Do you believe Fred VanVleet are going to get you buckets? Maybe.
Well, Fred VanVleet did it six years ago in the finals. But again, that was with Kawhi Leonard and you had Kyle Lowry and Marc Gasol.
But what I will tell you is in those situations, when it gets tough, the Warriors will have by a mile the two best players on the floor.
Absolutely.
In Steph and Jimmy.
And do they have the two best players, like the two best, like just the tandem in general in the Western Conference? 888-957-9570. I think that's a question we could discuss today because it is fun to actually, everyone could take a deep breath and take a step back. It's like, okay, we're a part of this thing. So we can actually talk about the playoffs and no longer the play-ins.
So nice.
Because I got to be honest, if we were still talking about the play-ins today and you would have had to host Klay Thompson and Klay coming off that performance, right? Again, and Anthony Davis, who was given that.
Do you imagine the nightmare of losing to Klay in the play-in to not go to the postseason?
Listen, it would suck not being able to talk about Warriors playoff basketball, but the content person inside me would say, oh.
We're playing the long game,
Spadone. We're playing the long game, I know. But can you imagine? It would be like poetic, if you Shakespearean,
it would be.
With Klay Thompson, with Anthony Davis, with all that. That would have been basically their Super Bowl, if you will.
Klay would love that.
Would love it. Oh. And we would love your participation today, 888-957-9570. Grandy in for Shasky. It's Spadone here. We got Lubman in the back. We got Steven Rizzotto grinding. And again, that's the number to call or text. Again, text the, as I pull it up here, because I got to shout them out, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line 888-957-9570. Let's dive into this matchup more with Spadone, Grandy. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. I'll say this for Steve Kerr, like Steve Kerr as the series head coach, far superior than a one-game situation.
No doubt.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. He was 0-3 prior to that win on Tuesday, right? You go to that game 7, you know, he's had a couple of them, but game 7, I think everyone goes back to in 2016, is probably the low watermark for him, but he's won some game 7s, a lot of them in his career. And he's only lost, again, I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to keep saying it. He's only lost one Western Conference series in his career. Let me say that again. Steve Kerr has lost in a Western Conference series once. That's incredible. So yeah, I have all the faith in the world for him in a series, but in the one game scenarios, they're a little tricky. Like it was a one game playoff basically against the Clippers, who are completely different than the Memphis Grizzlies. So you have to play Quentin Post a little bit more, Gui Santos a couple minutes. You had Kevon Looney, probably fans are pulling their hair out. Why is Kevon in there for 10 minutes? He was a minus 11, I think, the worst from any Golden State Warrior in that game. So I understand that, but we have to be able to separate play in from series going forward, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the nature of a plan, the nature of a one-game thing is so, like, variable, and it's so subject to just a team catching fire and randomly not missing shots. Like, and that is kind of what happened in Memphis. I mean, versus Memphis. Honestly, Memphis shot the ball really well. They had that run in the third quarter. Warriors could not get a stop. If that continued in the fourth quarter, and you could find some blame if it did, but a lot of it is just tip your cap. Memphis made their shots. Like, what else can we do?
Desmond Bane was incredible.
He was amazing.
So good.
Desmond Bane was in that game. But, like, that's just the nature of a one-game thing. It's why the Warriors, you know, think back to the 2022 NBA Finals. Lost game one to the Celtics.
Yeah.
Like, that happens in a one game. And over the course of a seven-game series, you're just betting on, you know, your talent winning out. You're betting on a team not being hot for four out of seven games. And you're betting on you and your coaching staff and your ability to make adjustments and to improve. Steve Kerr, in the history of the NBA, in the history of the league, in the texters and the callers that you were talking about yesterday, maybe they don't want to agree with me on this, but I'm telling you, it is up there. It is true. Steve Kerr is one of the best in-series tacticians and adjusters in NBA history. He is. Almost every single series the Warriors have played in that has been difficult, right? Like, forget a sweep or a 4-1, like, where you just out-talented and out-beat and just beat those teams based purely on your talent alone. When it got tough in six-game series, in seven-game series, Steve Kerr almost always makes the adjustment that flips the series. Mm. Almost always. And it's where I think the Warriors have a gigantic advantage versus Houston. Ime Udoka is a great motivator, and he gets the Rockets playing physical and, like, on the edge of dirty and, you know, like...
Oh, you know who I call him?
Who?
Ime Udoka Suge Knight, and it's death row records is Houston Rockets.
Yeah. Ime Udoka is the head coach who is going to talk trash to Steph and to Draymond. And, like, his team follows suit. Like, Ime, know what happened in Boston, and, okay, whatever. I think he's a quality head coach. He's a quality head coach. But he is nowhere near the tactician and the adjuster that Steve Kerr is. So Warriors could lose game one. Like, I would not be shocked if they lose game one on Sunday. But I guarantee you the Warriors will use what happens early in this series as a way to win more games later in the series in a better way than Houston will. I think Steve Kerr gets absolutely disrespected by a ton of people, not just in this fan base, but across the nation when it comes to how he adjusts in a playoff series.
It's a good point. And I want to ask Dub Nation right now at 888-957-9570, what is your trust level in Steve Kerr heading into this first round? Like, do you have a tremendous amount of trust in this guy? Again, that's 1-4 rings, because just judging off yesterday, there is some uneasiness around the coaching, whether it comes to the rotations, whether it comes to the DNP from Jonathan Kuminga. I think a lot of fans are feeling some type of way about that. The Pajemski minutes late. Like, let's not act like Brandon Pajemski hasn't been pretty freaking good these last few games. I think we're all forgetting how good he was against the Clippers, where he was scoring, and he was one of the few players outside of Jimmy and Steph to get it going.
Yep.
And he didn't have it yesterday. You know what? Gary Payton, he was scoring more. Quentin Post, he was scoring more. I would like to see a little bit more aggression from Moses Moody, but you know what? I saw more aggression from Moses in that game on Tuesday than I did on Sunday. And defensively, I thought he was phenomenal. After getting that little cooked by that crossover early from Ja, and Ja was doing his chirping, smiling, saying he can't guard me. Well, I thought he guarded him pretty damn well the rest of that way. Obviously, things changed when Ja rolled that ankle, and he wasn't the same at that point. But overall, I thought defensively he showed up. But where are you at with Steve Kerr right now, Dub Nation, heading into this first round series? Because I got to tell you, and I agree with you, Mark, outside of maybe Ty Lue, who has beaten him in a series
hell
before.
Hell of a coach himself.
He's a championship coach. He's the only other coach right now, because Michael Malone's gone. He got fired. There's only two championship head coaches remaining in the Western Conference.
Wow.
Ty Lue.
Didn't think about that.
It's Steve Kerr. That's it. And I'm taking Steve Kerr over Ty Lue. I love Ty. But I'm taking Steve Kerr over him. I'm taking over J.J. Redick. I'm taking over Ime Udoka. I'm taking him over Dagnall, whatever the hell you want to call him, out in OKC.
Mark with a K.
Yeah, Mark with a K. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I'm sorry, Mark. That's the normal way of saying it. Do you not like that word, normal way? Yeah. It's the more common way, if you will. We were talking about that this
unique
morning.
Unique. Mark with a C is unique.
Well, that's Mark Anthony, right? Mark Anthony's with a C, correct? Yeah. At two, Brute.
Did you hear what Steve Kerr said post-game Tuesday? He essentially said this. He was saying this on post-game Tuesday, but he's talking about yesterday. He said, tomorrow, postgame Tuesday, is my favorite day of the year. When we finally have a postseason series set, I come into work, I meet with all of our coaches, and we begin to devise a game plan. So Steve Kerr's going to have some tricks up in his sleeve, I'm telling you.
I don't know what is that game plan going to be for Steve Kerr. And again, we're talking about your trust level heading into this series against the Houston Rockets with one Steve Kerr, 888-957-9570. And remember, you can text us at that number on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's Spadoni. It's Grandy. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Plus, again, Dave Fleming going to be joining us at 8:30. We'll talk some Giants because you know what? They've been doing a lot of winning, and I promise we will get to them. Get a little Masters recap with Dave, who was out in Augusta with Rory McIlroy. And I'm actually going to ask Dave some Warriors questions because it is, you know... I like talking to Dave because he's so damn tapped in with all things.
He's a renaissance man.
He is. Oh, and by the way, we're talking about all sports right now. We are a week away from the NFL draft, ladies and gentlemen.
Is the pick in?
I'm trying to find, I'm vamping right now so I can find that drop. I don't know where it is if we have it, but.
Shut up.
Actually, that was well played there, Stephen. Thank you, Dave. We'll get it on the other side. We are a week away from the NFL draft, and I promise, come next week, we will be all in. By the way, Brock Purdy still hasn't signed that contract. I don't know. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Jonathan Kamingo.
There you go. And it's Mark Grandy in for, I just love that drop. It's so good. Mark Grandy in for Joe Shasky today, 888-957-9570. The segment's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Sayon in Brooklyn. We'll get to you in a second. We're talking about trust level with Steve Kerr right now, Dub Nation. And what is your trust level heading into this massive first round series for Golden State starting in Houston this Sunday? And again, all your coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. Mark, are you going to be doing pre and post that Sunday? Do we know yet? You or Evan?
We don't know yet. It might be both. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. That's a question for Director of Sports, Lucas Alexander.
That's true. Fight on. Grandy and Giddings in your face on Sunday, potentially.
Oh, God. He's coming.
What was that? Excuse me? Fight on indeed, Lucas.
Say that one again?
No, let's not do that again.
Please. No, I need to hear that one again.
You know what's funny? I started with Lucas, and when I started here, what is that? God, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I don't even know what it is now.
Wow.
But I my first ever show was... with Lucas being the producer, and it was the Butcher Shop, and it was Townie and Butcher, Chris
wow.
Townsend and Joe Shasky. That was great. I think Gabe Osler as well was one of the producers then. Yeah, son of Scott Osler. We love you, Gabe. And then it was, you know, it shifted into the Butcher Shop, and it was Covey and Shasky, and it was great. But I go way back with one Lucas Alexander. He showed me the ropes here. A lot of late night cutting Giants highlights back then. And a lot of Warriors highlights because that was their first big, or last run, I should say, with the Toronto Raptors. I think it was my first kind of, yeah, was that? No. I did a championship raid. That was back when I was in promotions. I've been here a while, Mark. I'm just saying. I've gone through every little thing here at 95.7. Wow. Promotions, producing, all of that. And it's nice to work with another guy that produces here and also hosts a lot here. So we all know if anything goes wrong production-wise, don't worry. You know, it's not the Willards, it's not the Shaskys, the Bontes, the Dibs. Oh, my Zoom camera. I don't know what to do. We got it here. Don't worry, guys.
Sunday, yeah. 6:30. Warriors live, 5:30, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Again, all your coverage for Golden State Warrior playoff basketball right here. Do we know if it's going to be TNT? It's TNT, right? I'm pretty sure, yeah. So hopefully you get Kevin Harlan or BA on there on the television side. But what you should be doing is watching it, but then you sync up the Odyssey app with the game
with the
great Tim Roy.
No one calls it better than Tim Roy.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. And he says my name so damn well, too. I love me some Tim Roy. Actually, going back, pulling it behind the curtain real quick on stories, I was doing some producing. It was then called Beyond the Arc. I think it's Warriors Roundtable now with Kevin Dana.
Yeah.
But then it was called Beyond the Arc, and Tim Roy was doing it. And it was like post free agency show or all-star break. But what happened was he was live that day and we were all live and it was when the league started to like shut down.
Oh,
it was with the Rudy Gobert situation.
He March 2020.
Right. It was exactly. He had just got COVID. And it was this big thing. Remember him touching the mics and he was making a joke out of
Rudy,
it. Rudy shut down the entire world because he did that. So thank you, Rudy Gobert. That's just one of the memories I have. It was with Tim Roy that day on the night the league shut down. Maybe I'll write a book about it. Let's go to Sayon in Brooklyn, though. We want to talk about trust level with Steve Kerr heading into this First round series, 888-957-9570. Good morning, Sayon. How you doing, man?
Good morning, man. I'm Gucci. I just want to say I fully trust Steve Kerr. For me, he's one of the winningest coaches in Warriors history. Top three in the NBA today. Yeah, he may not have played Kuminga these past two games, but I know that Steve knows, and we all know that Kuminga is going to be a very big part in this upcoming round. So, yeah, man.
Sayon, do you think, real quick, do you think that Kuminga needs to be a big part of this series for them to win?
For them to win, maybe not. For them to win in less than seven games, yes.
I like that, actually. Sure. Winning less than seven games, that's an interesting way to put it. Thank you, Sayon, in Brooklyn, 888-957-9570. Please, we want your participation. Either call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Your trust level in Steve Kerr heading into this first round series is what? DNPs, back-to-back, 4-1, Jonathan Kuminga. And I guess we can get into it, Mark. What did you make of the DNPs in these last two? I'm not going to call them elimination games, but play-in type scenarios. One was for a playoff spot, and obviously...
Huge game. Two biggest games of the year.
Huge. And Kuminga got DNPs in both of them. What did you make of that?
I think if there was any question about how the Warriors feel about Kuminga's impact on winning in this very moment, it became pretty clear because what Steve Kerr and the Warriors are doing, and by the way, this was not like a one-person decision. Steve Kerr doesn't just show up to the Warriors facility and unilaterally tell everybody, yeah, Kuminga's not playing today. Like, this is... No.
Oh, I thought that's how it worked.
He
puts it on the whiteboard, walks in the locker room, no Kuminga today.
This, I am sure, was a conversation that has been going on for a while, and it was something that the Warriors discussed internally, I would imagine, all of the coaches. I would venture to guess that Steph Curry and Draymond Green were part of these conversations as well, and the Warriors ultimately get to a point where they think, all right, this is essentially a must-win basketball game. What gives us the absolute best chance to win this basketball game? And if they think that Kuminga not playing, or a better way to look at it, is playing others instead, right? Like, this isn't necessarily anti-Kuminga. It's just, all right, I'd rather play Jimmy 40 minutes. I'd rather play Guy 8 minutes than play Kuminga those minutes. And frankly, I can't really argue with that. But where I think there's a really big disconnect between how the Warriors are approaching this and how a lot of the fan base has taken it, Spadone, is the idea that there's like some kind of personal vendetta that the Warriors, or Steve Kerr specifically, has against Kuminga.
We got callers calling in saying Kerr hates Kuminga. Let's relax,
hey,
people.
Look, I don't have inside information about Steve Kerr or truthfully feels about Kuminga, but I can't possibly believe that's true. All the Warriors are doing, and all Steve Kerr's job is to do anything possible to win a basketball game. And when we already talked about this, when you're in a single game, essentially a do or die game, right? Tuesday against the Grizzlies, you lose, your season's not over, but for all intents and purposes, your season is over. You have to play Friday, and you have to turn around and then play Sunday versus Oklahoma City. Like, you're not winning that series with that lack of time off. I'm sorry. I don't have that kind of belief in that Warrior team if they had to play Friday. So when you're in that situation and you know it's going to be a competitive game that comes down to the wire as it does, you play somebody that you're not entirely confident in, it takes one misstep. Yeah. It takes one mistake for you to lose that basketball game. And that doesn't mean that if you play GP2, he's not going to make a mistake. That does not mean that even Steph isn't going to make a mistake. 8 turnovers versus the Clippers. But if you're trying to maximize your chance of winning a single basketball game, your goal should be not to take any unnecessary risks. And the way that Jonathan Kuminga has played of late, it's risky. Doesn't mean that he can't be good, but the risk does not outweigh, or the risk does outweigh the potential reward in a one-game situation like that.
I guess where the fans get frustrated is when they see a guy like Buddy Hield out there getting consistent 12, 15, maybe 20 minutes, and he's not doing anything. If he's not shooting the ball, what is he doing out there? And I think that's where fans get a little frustrated. It's like, wow, this guy, yeah, I get it. He's a great teammate, and he's got trust. Like, he's out there to shoot the three ball. Like, I get it. That is his role. So maybe that's what it comes back to. the role of a Jonathan Kuminga is what on this team going forward. And if that's on the head coach, if that's on the player himself, I don't know. There's a combination of both there. And I think that's where the disconnect comes within the fan base is, hey, this guy's been here this long. How does he still not have a defined role on this team? And I think that just goes back, you know, it's kind of like a chicken or the egg thing. Like who is in charge of that? Who do you place the blame on? Shout out Akon, you can put the blame on me, right? Is that Steve Kerr at this point? Like, I go back, and it's not like for like comparison, but I go back to when, you know, Trey Lance got traded, right, from the 49ers. And I remember that presser when it happened. It was Kyle Shanahan talking. He said, you know what, I take blame for Trey's development. A lot of that was on me, and I'm sorry. And I he owned that. And I actually thought that was kind of refreshing if I was a fan of the 49ers. Okay, he owned it. Now, it's easier to say that when he had Brock Purdy, right? Like, had the entire situation like, didn't play out that way, maybe he would have thrown Trey Moore under the bus to save his ass. But that's how it played out. Like, when this whole thing ends in this saga of Jonathan Kuminga, because I got to be honest, right now, April 17th, 2025, the year of our Lord, on Holy Week, on Holy Thursday. Yeah, I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is coming back. I'd be very surprised if he's in a Golden State Warriors uniform next year.
Warriors hold all the cards.
We'll see.
He's a restricted free agent.
If you're betting on it, is he coming back next year? If you had to bet money on $100, is Jonathan Kuminga going to be a Golden State Warrior next year? Yes or no?
Probably not.
There you go.
The decision is the Warriors, not Kuminga's.
Well, that's fine. And I think the Warriors are going to move on from him, just given what I've seen these last few weeks and the comments made from the head coach. That being said,
Buddy Hield only played 12 minutes on Tuesday. Like 12. And the thing about Buddy Hield,
I've seen, you know, Guy Santos played 6 minutes. JK couldn't have gotten 6 minutes. I'm just playing devil's advocate here from the fan base. That's how they're feeling right now.
I hear you. Buddy Hield, the thing about Buddy is, even if he's not hitting his shot, he's still spacing the floor. And we've heard Steve Kerr talk about, you know, the Kuminga, Draymond, Jimmy lineup. Just it doesn't work together. Why? Because there's a lack of spacing.
We got the sound right here. This was on with Will and Dibbs last week.
You know, Jimmy's arrival took away a lot of Jonathan's minutes at the four. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, as soon as Jimmy arrived and we started winning, we leaned into lineup combinations that enhanced Jimmy because we were winning. And Jonathan was out for that whole stretch. We went like, you know, 17-3 or something. So we're going to keep doing what's been winning. But the lineup with Jimmy, Jonathan, and Draymond doesn't fit real well, frankly. It just doesn't. We need more spacing. We've found other lineups that have clicked. And this is just part of the deal, you know, being in the NBA. And you got to adapt to whatever, you know, whatever's happening with the team. Jonathan's done a great job of that. He's working hard. He's playing well when he's out there. But I'm just going with the lineup combinations that I think are going to give us the best chance to win. And you know, there's going to be nights where he's absolutely part of that, like the Laker game. And then there's going to be nights where I go to Buddy or Moses or Gary Payton. It just changes every game based on what's happening. And I have to read that as a coach.
So if that unit, Kuminga, Draymond, and Jimmy is not working, and he was pointing to some of the reasons. The main thing is spacing. You just don't have enough shooting on the floor. And Buddy Hield can go 0-for-4 from deep one game, and that's not good. The Warriors need Buddy to make a couple of shots.
Changes everything if he does.
It does change everything. But even if he's not, he is still spacing the floor. He's made 200 or more threes in 7 straight seasons. You look down all of like the all-time NBA three-point list, like Buddy Hield is there.
Yeah.
Like he's one of the best three-point shooters of all time. I know this season has been really uneven. It's been a roller coaster ride for Buddy.
That sounds hilarious when you just said Buddy Hield's one of the greatest three-point shooters.
He is.
Volume-wise, I hear you. He makes a lot of
percentage-wise, he's like 40% for his career.
I know.
Volume, that's amazing.
But why do we not trust him then?
I'm just...
I know.
Even
I know.
When he's on the floor, even if he's not making his shots, he's spacing the floor. The other thing that Buddy does... And, you know, he's not the best defender, doesn't have the greatest necessarily like defensive instincts. The other thing Buddy does, you play him for 2 minutes, you play him for 30 minutes. He is going to hustle his ass off for every single one of those minutes. He is not going to leave a single ounce of energy in him. He is going to give it his all. And you mentioned Guy Santos played how many minutes?
Six minutes. Yeah.
The second that Guy Santos checked in, offensive rebound and one.
He had 3 offensive rebounds. He tried to get another one, too.
In 6 minutes, 3 offensive rebounds. Like, you're going to get that same energy level. And if there is one thing, Spadoni, that Steve Kerr just despises more than anything else, It is lack of energy, lack of hustle, lack of attention to detail. There was a moment in the Clippers game on Sunday, and this is probably why Moody did not play to close the game. They went with GP2, right? And that was another big thing that a lot of Warrior fans were arguing about. Why GP2? He was getting cooked by Harden. Yeah. We need Moody in there. You know why? Because there was a moment, I think it was in the third quarter, Draymond taps a rebound out to Moody along the perimeter. And Moses Moody, he's like the only guy in the area. Instead of like racing to the ball to clear the rebound, he just kind of lollygags and walks his way to the ball. And then James Harden comes up from behind, knocks the ball off of Moody, out of bounds. Ball goes back to the Clippers. Kawhi leads it, scores a layup as a result. They take a lead. Their run continues. Steve Kerr and Draymond Green both immediately start screaming at Moody. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be Kuminga. You could be Draymond. You could be Steph. You could be Jimmy. You could be anybody on this roster.
Jemski?
But yeah, you could be. But he screamed and banged on the table in Denver earlier this year. Like, this is not just unique to Kuminga. It's just what Kuminga is going through right now. If you do not show that consistent energy and effort and you do not give 100%, 100% of the time, Your minutes are going down. I'm sorry, and that's just what's going on right now.
Do you think he's not giving 110% effort? Because, again, it goes
back... He loses focus?
I don't know. Like, it goes back to body language for me, right? Like, I hear you. Like, the body language thing, like, a lot of fans look to that on the side. He looks disinterested. We did this with Brandon Belt. We did this with Andrew Wiggins. By the way, Andrew Wiggins, big game yesterday. Big win for your Miami Heat, Mark Randy. 35 minutes, 20 points,
Miami
2
Heat.
Assists, 9 rebounds. I know you're a big Miami guy.
Got up 20 shots.
Dude, Wiggins.
And
hey.
9 boards?
Warriors legends, Andrew Wiggins and Klay Thompson going off. Brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it, Dub Nation?
I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Thank you. Well, Bonte is now. Yeah, right? Bonte Hill in studio tomorrow, courtesy of River Islands. But, yeah, I look at body language with players, and Andrew Wiggins was one of them. We'd always used to get on him, right? Oh, he looks disinterested. He doesn't care. I like to pause during that because I don't know what's going through that guy's mind. And then maybe that's who he is 24/7, 365, where he's just very nonchalant. He's relaxed. He's calm. Like, I get, like, Willy Adames is a guy who was struggling early on this season. By the way, the Giants went again in Philadelphia, 11-4. But Willy Adames is a guy that, like, you can see him. Like, he gets pissed. He gets angry at himself. And I think fans like that stuff. It's like, okay, he's clearly invested. He cares. Like, I just want to pause. And I'm not saying you're saying this, that he doesn't care, that Kuminga doesn't clearly care. But I question the, you know, us getting, I don't know, going inside the psyche of one Jonathan Kuminga on and off the court when it comes to caring and not giving 100% effort. He can make mistakes. Doesn't mean the effort's not there, but I hear you. In these kind of games, in a one game scenario, the mistakes, it's times 1,000 in these scenarios. That's why Steve Kerr didn't play him at all. In the series though, like you can't just be pulling him after he makes a mistake or two. Like, you just can't do that. Like, he has got to be a part of this playoff run, whether it's in the first, second, third round. Because again, you mentioned it, and Steve Kerr mentioned it. It's a matchup thing. He was great against the Lakers.
Amazing.
He closed against the Lakers. It was Pods. It was Kuminga. It was in the big three. Like, that was the closing lineup, and they needed every single ounce of those Kuminga minutes.
And they dominated down the stretch.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and he was a huge part of that, going up against the LeBron James of the world. And I was so impressed with him in that game because LeBron, you know, was baiting him, because LeBron was defending JK, and he was like, oh, yeah, shoot that three, I'll give it to you. But JK, what did he do? He was patient. He passed the ball off, got a better shot, got a better layup opportunity or a jump shot, a mid-range jump shot. So I hear you. They're going to need him going forward, and it's going to be very interesting to see what he does on Sunday. By the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Mark Grandy in for Joe Shasky today. We're rolling right now. It is Rockets. It is Warriors. Oof. In the first round. Ladies and gentlemen, your trust level with Steve Kerr is what? 888-957-9570. And my trust level with Steve Kerr, quite frankly, like, it's great.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch, Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know why? Because I think they have the best tandem, maybe, in all of the playoffs, which is saying something. All of the playoffs. I'm going Eastern Conference, wow, too. Yeah, I'm going over Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I'm going over Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. I'm going over Shai Gilgeous and Chet? Do you put Jalen Williams? I don't know who you put there. Yeah, maybe even over LeBron and Luka. I'm going Stephen Curry and Jimmy Buckets. Does that sound insane when I say that? The best tandem
They're up there. I don't know. You mentioned Tatum and Brown for the Celtics. I don't even think they're like in my top five.
Whoa, they just won the title last year. How did you say that?
On the strength of the entire roster.
Come on, Jaylen Brown.
On the strength of my guy Peyton Pritchard, am I right?
So again, another Oregon Duck reference. But, you need to leave it alone.
I mean, okay, so if we're being honest about this, we've got the duos in the running for best duo in the playoffs. I mean, so Steph and Jimmy are in the running, right?
Okay.
LeBron and Luka are in the running.
Okay.
Jokic and Murray are in the running.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming health, Kawhi and Harden are in the running.
Yes, that's the big one. Assuming health. They have like an asterisk for
them. Assume health for Steph and Jimmy too, right? Like
sure.
Those are 37 and 35-year-olds.
I will give them more the benefit
assume
of the doubt.
Assume health for a 40-year-old LeBron too.
Well, let's be honest here. Kawhi has not earned any benefit of the doubt when it comes to his health.
Yeah.
All those other guys have in the playoffs. Right? The last few years, they've made...
Assume health for Jamal Murray.
That's one that's... I'm not assuming health because he was compromised clearly last year and that was their undoing. So, yeah. No, that's a good point.
Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle?
No, I'm not putting Julius Randle there. Who's looked good, by the way. Like,
he has been of late.
That's the X factor in that whole series is how's Julius Randle going to look.
I mean, the MVP, Shai, and I don't know exactly. You mentioned Chet or J-Dub.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, I don't know.
The fact that we have to ask that, maybe we don't put them
in
there.
OKC's strength is in the trio, not necessarily a single duo.
Correct.
But, I mean... Am I crazy if I think it's James Harden and Kawhi Leonard,
yes,
the best duo in the playoffs?
Absolutely insane.
Is that crazy?
Yes, because we were all laughing at James Harden for most of the season, right? They're all the Clippers.
We're laughing on Sunday.
No, we weren't laughing on
Sunday.
He
was the one laughing on Sunday.
But I think Warriors fans in general laugh at him, and I get it because you've owned him. You've owned the Houston Rockets, and again, it goes back to that, and we'll get to the rivalry that is the Warriors and Rockets, right? And the Warriors have had ownage on that team and on that player in James Harden for so damn long. But the fact that he did cook you and had 8 straight points for the Clippers in overtime, he was amazing. That looked like MVP Harden. And I don't care if it was Gary Payton. I don't care if it was Jimmy Butler. No one was guarding him in overtime down the stretch there. And Kawhi Leonard, obviously, he was picking and choosing his spots. And when he is on and when he is healthy, he is insane. But that's the bit asterisk there. And we know James Harden in the series, Mark. Let's see him do it in the first round. Let's see him do it in the second round, the third round, because he has shriveled up when it matters most. Kawhi, I will give you. Guy's won 2 finals MVPs with 2 different teams. I don't know. There's like a handful of players that have done that. I will give Kawhi the benefit of the doubt in the big moments. Hey, James, you got to show me still, man. He's got to show me.
Really?
Missouri, the show me state. Shout out Guru.
The way we get in these conversations a lot when we're talking about like our rivals, right? Like, oh, they suck. They're terrible. We always beat them. Like, okay, I hear you, but you're kind of downplaying your success if, like, your main rival sucks. You know what I mean? Like, James Harden would have probably multiple rings if it weren't for the Warriors.
Maybe.
Like, he just ran into the Warriors time and time and time again.
You're assuming those Rockets team would beat LeBron James.
Yes.
And Kyrie. I don't know. I think
that 18 Rockets team would have.
Maybe.
It wasn't always LeBron and Kyrie.
That 18 Rockets team.
He'd have a ring.
Maybe.
He'd have a ring.
That 18 Rockets team also missed a bajillion three-pointers in a row to put the Warriors away.
You're right. So. And he hasn't, but he's also been amazing in those series. In his own way, it's not the most fun basketball to watch. Like, I get you.
I enjoy watching him, but not a lot of people do. The Lukas, the James Hardens, the ISO ball.
All I'm saying is if we're downplaying James Harden for his lack of deep postseason success, we're also downplaying what it means to the Warriors to win those series.
Maybe.
They ran into a historically great, great dynasty.
Again, I'm actually higher on those Rockets teams than most, than the Daryl Morey, and they were like one of the few teams to actually go straight up and said, no, we're going to fight you guys, we're going to play you. Because a lot of teams in the West just laid down. It's like, all right, we're clearly not going to beat Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Andre Iguodala, so why even bother? Well, they bothered, so I do have respect for them. It's just, he has to exercise a lot of demons, I feel like, these playoff run. And I do think they are a dark horse. He does change things, the Clippers.
They're beating the Nuggets.
Yeah, they might. I'll pick this up on the other side. Mark Grandy, Joe Spadoni here. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.